Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Apparently, this chick, this woman, has the hots for the son-in-law.
Oh, man.
So her daughter's husband.
Kathy?
No. No.
So this is not a life in review of Kathy Monica's mom.
Excuse me.
Before I get into this, was your mom at your wedding?
No, I specifically did not invite her. No, she was
right,
not.
Right.
Did she ever meet your ex-husband?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think she had an eye for him, like thought he was good looking? Did you ever get that clue?
Not with him, no.
Oh.
But with their other guys, yeah. Others. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. That was just
she's hit on your boyfriends.
Oh, sure. That's her, that's totally her thing. That's her deal. That's what she does.
No way.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh yeah. And the reverse happened one time where this was really gross. Where the guy liked, and I was friends with him. I didn't see him that way, and he liked me, and he asked me out. I was like, "Oh man, it sucked because I didn't like you like that, but I like hanging out with
friend
you,
zone.
Whatever." Yeah, and so that was one night when we were walking home from work or whatever, and then I went home and was home for the night. That morning, like at 3 a.m. or something, I was on the couch. I fell asleep, and that same guy was coming down the stairs. He and my mom had banged upstairs, and.
Oh.
And he left, yeah. And I'm like, and I saw him with my own eyes. Well, I'm like, really? That's what you're doing right now? And that's just lame. So we weren't friends after that.
Oh. Did he know it was your mother?
Yes. Yeah, he's met her a million times. Yes.
Because he was like in your house where he had been hanging and watching TV with you, and instead he went over to her room.
He knows. God,
your mother is just a gift that keeps on giving.
Kathy.
Oh, this is so horrible.
That's so Kathy.
Just Kathy being Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy.
That should
Kathy
be a TV thing. Show. That's so Kathy. On NBC.
And this week.
NBC my ass. You porn.
Uh-oh. Kathy's up to it again.
Will it be vegetables or her daughter's boyfriend? We'll find out.
It's her granddaughter's sweet 16 date.
Gross.
On the next, That's So Kathy.
After Facts of Life.
So this woman, okay, so according to a Reddit post, this mother-in-law has gone to drastic measures in her lust for her son-in-law by stealing naked photos of him, a huge invasion of his privacy. So he explained that him and his wife have been together for a few years now. We've been in the habit of sending each other dirty pictures since we were dating. It's just our thing.
Mm.
He said his mother-in-law has had the hots for me since she met me. It's creepy. I've spoken to her about being uncomfortable, and so has my wife. It seemed to have died down, and we put it down to an unfortunate crush. She's been creepy and flirty, but we chalked it up that her personality, she's flirty with everyone. Mm-hmm. He continued that is all ringing a bell?
Mm-hmm.
He continued explaining that when his wife and her mother were spending an afternoon together, the mom went through her phone while she was in the bathroom. Finding the gallery with the intimate pictures of the husband, the mother-in-law decided to send them to herself. But the daughter noticed that her phone had been moved and files had been sent, and she lost her mind. But the mother-in-law wasn't sorry about it, and she refused to delete them. It's quote, "It's effing awful. My wife and I have a few weird fetishes, and so some of the photos I took that are for her eyes only are very humiliating if seen by people who aren't my wife." Quote, "My wife is really on my side and supporting me, but she sent her a message asking her why she's cross about it. It's just a picture. Why she's so mad." Like, it's amazing. People are nuts.
Yeah, that's the logic, though. That's exactly the logic. It's, what are you talking about? It's you. It's not me.
Right.
That's what Kathy said? Like, that's did she do that with, like, almost everything?
I think of that sometimes when you talk about your father, JP, when you say if you bring something up, he's like, what? That, what are you talking about? Like, that didn't happen. No. You know what I mean? Like,
that mentality of,
what do you, what? It's no big deal. What? Nah.
No, he just flat out denies everything. He's like, I never kicked your ass. Oh, really? Remember that time?
And then
shut up.
But then you know what's the point, because there's no way he's going to admit it. So I'm not going to sit here and argue it. You know what I mean? It's very frustrating.
But your mom will deny it, and she's got, like this story, pictures on her phone,
yeah.
But she'll still deny it.
No, in that situation, it's exactly like this chick. She'd be like, what's the big deal? It's just pictures. It's no big deal. What are you talking about? Like,
you took the pictures.
You can't reason with someone like that. I give up.
Not my problem. I broke into his phone, stole them.
Yeah. Just a picture. I didn't do
anything. Like that one you have with the collar around your neck and the riding crop inserted in your keister, and you're walking around like it's your tail, and you're wagging it and stuff. It's just a picture.
It's just so weird. I wonder if often, apparently, because if I had sons, I wonder if when they, you know, in their 20s, they bring home a girlfriend or something, if the father-in-law always, or the father always like, wow, she's kind of hot. I wonder if like all parents have that thought.
You've never.
Not okay. That they would act on it like this person, but you know, how many parents think that?
I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you're going to answer honestly.
Okay.
I think you're just going to try to ignore it or lie, but I'm hoping you ask it honestly.
What is the weather today?
Your daughters have never brought their girls, their friends around the house.
My next hockey game?
And you were just like, whoa. That never happened.
Roger.
When they were kids, I was in the father-daughter zone, so the kids, I never, like when they were like, even in high school. Even in high school, it was a different thing.
18. I'm talking about like
during
they're in college.
They're in their 20s now, and they're.
Susan and I would leave Courtney's apartment, and I look at Susan. She goes, "Damn!" I said, "I know what in the world." She goes, "I said, what's wrong? Don't they? They're dressed up to go out. They're wearing skirts that are up to here, down to there. They're like these little like scarves they wear around their body and barely cover everything."
Right.
And they look at each other. She's like, "Oh my god!" I said, "I know.
Put it in."
I mean, it was just so obvious. It was just so obvious, and she hung out. All these girls are all blonde, southern, beautiful, blue-eyed girls, and the whole group of them. And you're like, what? And how do they go to clubs? How do they go hang out?
I remember
it's dangerous.
Half naked is how they do it. Yeah. I remember one night where I actually felt really bad for Raj because we took a bunch of listeners. We used to do this, you know, the manuary thing, and we took a bunch of listeners out to this high-end steakhouse for dinner. And Roger's daughter was
the hostess
there.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a dress, but it wasn't slutty in any shape of the word, there wasn't a lot of cleavage. Right. It was just tight.
Mm-hmm. Right around her ass and down, but not much past. And she had really long legs.
Yeah.
She killed me. I can't believe she did that.
She's the perfect hostess.
I felt so bad because they all knew. And I may have made sure they knew that was his daughter.
Yeah. And she has to lead us up the stairs to the room upstairs where we all go.
I walked up backwards. Just because I didn't want any problems between me and Raj.
Her ass.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, it was.
I felt so bad for you
that night. It wasn't slutty, but it was. I mean, it's a sexy dress. This is the bottom line. It's what it is. But that's how they all dress.
It's form-fitting, and that's...
It was form-fitting.
It was very form-fitting. Very.
Okay.
Did you have to whisper very? Could you just say very?
Honestly,
just like that?
I'm holding on to what's left of a voice.
Is that what it is?
I really can't...
If you said very, I would have felt a lot better than very.
Very.
No.
It's just how it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pastor's your salad. Best steak ever.
Fortunately, she wasn't around much after that. I think when we left, she was behind the desk. Thank God. Just stand over there with the desk in front of you.
Yeah.
So we don't have to
dress like an
Eskimo. See any of you.
She was a perfect hostess. That's what you want, standing out front saying, here, let me take you to your table.
Yeah. Couldn't you wear slacks?
Nope.
Wear a pantsuit. Like something.
A turtleneck and high-waisted pants.
Right.
Say, I'm a pro.
There's something with champion on it.
Yeah.
Loose-fitting clothes. Something. Yeah. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, you got to just watch yourself, though, JP, because I'm just saying, you got a daughter, and she's getting older.
I'm well aware. Listen, I know what's going to happen. I could be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, Roger's not normally that forthcoming. Like, if I would have said, they were around the pool, like, are you in the kitchen looking out the back window?
Oh, I would stay away. I swear to God, I would stay away from the pool and the windows. I didn't even want to look like a creep. Like, what if you look out the window just to see, do they need food? It doesn't look like you're going, oh, do they need more food?
No.
Nope.
No,
that's what you and I
and her, and she would have a couple of her friends over, like maybe in the summer between sophomore and junior year or whatever it would be in college, and they're all hanging on bikinis. I'm not even walking out there.
I am.
No.
Not only am I walking out there, I'm checking the chlorine.
You're not fooling anybody.
Roger's looking out the window that's kind of high, and his hands are down below him, and he's looking out there. I wonder if they need food at all. That's maybe they don't need food.
Dad, the pool's clean. Why are you vacuuming? Shut up and entertain your friends. So how are you girls doing?
Don't mind me while I move this pole back and forth.
What are you major?
No, that's not
What's your major?
Yeah, you need help with that suntan lotion?
Right.
You girls thirsty? I can make lemonade.
Horrible.
Who wants jello shots?
We don't have any water outside, Dad. They can sip from my hose.
So
I wish I had a voice.
Horrible.
That would have came out so much better.
Oh, it came out
horrible.
Creepy.
Whoa.
My garden hose is fine.
I think at some point I actually had Susan take like out like a tray of food out to them. Like I was like, I'm not even going out there. She says, okay, I'll go out. Because they're just, there's no, they don't wear bikinis that aren't revealing.
They also don't
they
care.
They wear the smallest things and they don't give a crap. They
That's
just
the thing
don't.
Is they're not looking at, you guys are being weird. They're just out there to have it's, some fun at the pool. They're not thinking anything, good or bad.
It's just the dad fully clothed next to the girls wearing bikinis is just so weird. I couldn't put myself out there.
No, what's weird is Dad naked while they're wearing bikinis.
Well, that's weirder.
That's a little, apparently,
I'll give you that.
That's a little strange.
Where's your dad's clothes?
Oh, look, he threw them in a pile over there by the stairs.
Roger goes out in a Speedo.
Weird.
You have like a turquoise blue Speedo. Hi, girls. Who wants a hot dog?
Do you need a tray of snacks? This is just what I wear every day around. I just... So move the tray? What? No.
Rog goes out there and starts using some lines from the show, whatever it is. Dude, that's so funny.
So do you listen to the show? You guys are fans?
Oh, you know, I'm on the radio for a living.
Okay.
Do you know Justin Bieber?
Totes.
And then I lie.
Totes do.
I like to say I do.
Your dad's so cool. He says totes.
Yeah. I mean, the only upside was I knew them since they were like, you know, fifth, sixth grade or so. They know me well, and they know, you know, it's not uncomfortable, but there's no way I'm going out there. No way.
That was just, probably the smartest move. It's just
honestly,
not even, just
it.
Dude, that's when you got to tap in Uncle JP.
No. Yeah.
I'll hold brother JP. Out. Now, don't get judgy.
You get all, I can see you out there. Exactly what you just said. How are you girls doing?
Right.
What's your major? What's going on out here? Who wants a drink?
Cannonball!
Oh, he's so much fun. He's fun.
Water's so nice. What's your name, Shelly? Oh. Isabella, go inside and get me and Shelly a beer.
He gave me a lot of head. Put it in! The pool! Yeah, it'll be when your daughter starts having like her girlfriends over, you'll see what I mean. Like you just don't even go walking out there, even if there is something floating in the pool. You got to go. Like you have to actually put in chemicals in the pool, get it done before they get there, and then
you got
just
the wrong,
not going out.
You got the wrong guy.
That's true. You're never going to fix the pool. You're never going.
I'm not going to fix the pool, but I'm going out there to break balls.
I was going
to
say you're going to be the embarrassing dad, and totally. Your daughter's going to be like, Dad, just go inside.
100%. But their friends are going to dig me, but my daughter's going to hate me. I'll take that. I'll totally take that.
Yeah. That's not cool. Just Roger did the right thing. He just stayed inside.
Yeah. You know what also, though? I coached a lot of them in basketball. Like, I knew them for a long time. And I just, there's no reason for me to be out there. What am I going to relive? Hey, remember that play in seventh grade?
No.
There's nothing to talk about. Hi, I saw him when they came in. Hi, how you doing? Good. School's good? Great. Where are you going? Okay. That's great. And they go outside. And that's it.
There you go,
They don't
JP.
Want to talk to you. I don't want to go out there. No way. Somebody on.
They lay it out, but they got the bikini untied. They're trying to get not a strap mark across the back. That's when you're dead. I'd be splashing them.
Totally happened.
Oh
totally
God.
Happened. That's what they're doing. They're out there tanning. They got all the stuff loose and untied. And they're like, all right.
Nice. I know we've always said we don't hang out because we work together so much.
Yes.
You need to invite me over. Maybe I'll just drive. Since I know I'm not going to get the invite, maybe I'll just drop by.
Yeah.
Me and Brett will show up. 12-pack of moose head.
Perfect.
Yeah, we got and some White Castle.
Who are these guys? Don't worry about them. They're just here to clean the pool.
Party's here!
The weird thing is, Courtney is between North Carolina and then going to PA school in Florida, she's going to have like a 2 month time period. She's going to be home because it could be between when the lease ends and when school starts. Right. So she'll probably be home for, I think, June and July.
Sweet.
So unfortunately, that bell rings. I'm not expecting you. I'll know why you're there.
Ding dong. My nipples are always hard.
Oh, that's great, sir, but you still can't come in.
I brought tequila.
And the girls in the background, tequila, woo!
Tequila makes my panties fall off. Exactly.
Margaritas, woo!
Shots, shots, shots.
Yeah, that's it.
Puke and rally, puke and rally. Great. Yeah, that's what it'll be like.
You okay?
Yes.
This one seems to have hit you a little hard.
So. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.